The Tangatanka Hospital is located at the end of a long sandy road, far from the city bustle. High walls protect it from the sight of inhabitants in the quiet neighborhood of Salaji. Emmanuel, a 60-year-old man, has been to this hospital many times over the years. Each time he feels a schizophrenia crisis coming, his family brings him directly here.
I feel more bad than usual, and by night I used to hear my mother's voice, but I cannot hear distinctly what she is talking about. I accepted that I am mentally ill, so I came here. I feel more comfortable here than outside there. I'm being treated.
There is no Gambian doctor specialized in psychiatry. Instead, there are Cuban doctors who propose consultations twice a week. The rest of the time, the place is handled by Gambian nurses who chose to work in this underdeveloped sector of healthcare. Mamadou Ba has been working at this job for 20 years.
We must have people who will commit themselves to help the most vulnerable people in society. So it's from there that I built interest in working in the psychiatric hospital. We just feel like they are brothers or sisters who just have problems. We have to be here to help them.
The hospital is mixed and almost entirely free of charge for patients. Therefore, the main challenge for the Tankatanka team is getting the medicine, as explained by head nurse Fode Jola.
Patients are given medications based on the availability, not actually based on the need or the right medication. We just try to stick to the easily accessible drugs. And if the continuous treatment is not established, most of the time they keep going in and out of the hospital, because if they go, they are not on any medication, they have a relapse and they are sent back here again.
There is no isolation room. The most aggressive patients receive sedatives. The other ones are free to move around the hospital yard. But the hospital is too small a place to receive all the mentally ill people of the country, explains Fode Jola.
Many believe that this thing is caused by this evil spirit. Many prefer to first seek for traditional treatment rather than seeking for medical treatment. But despite that, the place is not adequate to house all psychiatric cases. Almost 27,000 people have a severe mental disorder. The facility that is available for them is quite insufficient.
The Tankatanka Hospital is also the only place where prisoners with mental disorders can be sent to before their trial, which means the hospital's resources are constantly under pressure. Claire Bargelès, Banjul, RFI.